You're listening to the DJ Idea Sharing Podcast Network.
Well, it's almost that time of the year again. That means the return of Keith Christopher, otherwise known as KC from Chicago. What's up, KC?
Hey, how are you, Mike? Thanks for having me on, brother.
It's my pleasure. I'm very excited this year because this is year number six of the Marquee.
This is year seven, sixth show because I've taken a little vacation due to COVID. But yeah, this is our sixth show, seventh year.
Very exciting because this year has a tremendous amount of promise. You've been growing every year. Growing quite well in the last couple of years. The Marquee Entertainment and Hospitality Conference is going to be June 24th through the 27th, right?
Correct. That's correct. Yep.
And you're near O'Hare at the...
We are.
Tell me.
If you're flying in, you're going to love it because there's zero Ubers, zero cabs, zero reason to call anyone you know from Chicago to come get you. You will grab your bags of baggage, go to terminal number two, jump on a complimentary shuttle bus, and you will be to the hotel in about 6 minutes. So it is super, super close. All of our evening parties are walking through the back of the parking lot into the Parkway Bank Park. So you can walk there and even stagger home depending on how good of a time you want to have. So
nice.
It couldn't possibly – I think it's actually a shorter walk probably than from the showroom – in Vegas for MEX to your hotel rooms. I honestly, thinking about it, it might actually even be shorter because that casino is huge, huge, huge.
It is big. Short is good, though.
Yeah.
We like that. Mm-hmm. So as I was mentioning, it's been growing every year. And now for this year, there's a lot of things happening. So let's dive right in. We are, of course, talking with the founder and the man himself. So the creator of this whole thing. So we're going to start with June 24th. Walk us through what's happening.
I'm going to back you up a little bit. To give you an idea, you keep bringing up how much we've grown. Our first show, we had about 80 people at it. This year, we anticipate 1,500. So that's how big we've grown in the last 7 years, even with COVID. And I believe that we will easily hit our 1,500 goal without a problem. So it's crazy. So getting into it, like you said, Monday the 24th is our arrival day. That's where you can fly into O'Hare. You can head over to the hotel. There's a Parkway Bank Park right there, which is kind of like a Universal Studios City Walk kind of a vibe. There's an outlet mall right there, or you can jump on the train and go downtown if you want to make it a tourist day. We do have Shannon Tarrant and Alan Berger to be offering master classes that day, but that's the day that all of our vendors are going to be setting up all of their big, beautiful booths, their demo rooms and such, and getting ready. Monday night at Parkway Bank Park, we're going to be at... I can't think of it. Tiki Pete's, which is a tiki bar. So we're doing kind of a welcome vibe, summer theme kind of a party. And it's just going to be on your own tab, do your own thing. But it's that day has always been a nice reunion for some and dip your toe in the water if you're new to our show or any show for that matter. So it's super friendly. Everybody has a really good time. And that's the only responsibility that you have on Monday. Tuesday, all hell breaks loose. It's going to be an incredibly, incredibly busy day. We have 60 seminars on three different tracks happening in 3 days.
60,
yeah. So in our main ballroom, we have what we call our business track, and it's sales, marketing, business development, and a little bit different. Again, opening it up, we realized, and it was really because of Photo Booth Expo, Alan Berg speaks to both DJs and photo boothers. So we decided to go even more kind of general, a little bit more wedding NBA like. Our business track upstairs, we are marketing it to all wedding professionals, primarily in the Chicagoland area. But we have in the business track that week, we have Alan Berg, Artem Lomaz, Catherine Johns, David Hanscom, Jamie Bodie, Leah Weinberg, Lindsay Williams, Shannon Tarrant, Mark McIntosh, Paul Michaels, Matt Radicelli, and Mike Walter, all speaking that week. That alone is a conference, okay? Then, because I'm a little annoyed in general with DJ shows, and I don't mean this in a mean way, but if you look, Mike, at a lot of the shows, a lot of people are talking about get your website up, get your blogging up, get your this up, get your that up. But too many people aren't talking about DJing anymore. And it's actually kind of bothered me. And so we developed an entire track of 20 seminars throughout the course of the week that are 100% around DJ production, emceeing everything. So we have mixing covered, games people play with Michael Olivas talking about various games you can play at different events. Mike Walters leading an MC training workshop. DJ Scribble flying out from New York, and he's doing a seminar about staying relevant as an experienced DJ. DJ Kubert, former DMC world champion, is teaching scratching. That's like having Michael Jordan teach you how to shoot free throws. I mean, it doesn't get better than that. Nope. Jeff Short from Chave DJ is going to do a seminar on DMX lighting programming. We have DJ programming by DJ Hoppe, utilizing new technology, which is super cool, by Hoppe as well. We have one on music production by DJ Kova, one specifically about social media specific for DJs, and it's going to lend itself a little bit more to the club track than maybe the special event track. QSC is doing a seminar specifically about setting up a line array system, which is quite frankly where everybody seems to be moving to, whether it's a column array or a line array. So there's that. Then we have, like I said, mixing, scratching, programming, emceeing, editing. We have it all covered the entire week. It is totally covered. And the thing that's super cool this year, for those of you that are listening to this, you may have heard of house music in Chicago. It's gigantic. It is the 40th anniversary of house music this year. And we have seven legends. I mean, they may not have, some of them have some national acclaim, but in Chicago, these guys are the best of the best of the best. And so we're doing a Legends of House Music panel. Frankie Hollywood Rodriguez is our MC. We have a three-time Grammy nominee, Terry Hunter, on that panel. Mike Hitman Wilson, that's actually working with the Jackson family right now to put out unreleased music next year with the 40th anniversary of Thriller. Tyree Cooper, house music legend. Kenny Jam and Jason, who was part of the original Chicago Hot Mix 5. But more importantly, Mike, he's probably the first DJ in the country to be mixing records on the radio. He was doing it in the disco days when no one had a clue and there was no formalized mixer, controller, anything. We have legendary Bad Boy Bill, who's known all over the world, one of the absolute baddest house music DJs around. I just talked to him last night. He's headed to Virginia this weekend. Last weekend, I think he was in Vegas. I mean, the guy travels all over the country every single weekend. And then Chicago royalty, the king of Chicago, is Julian Jumpin' Perez. And he's probably the most famous Chicago house DJ, but always stayed close to home. Never really did the national tours, but he is the living legend out here. And so these seven guys will never be on the same stage ever again. So if you have any remote interest in learning about house music, if you're from Chicago, if you just love house, you this seminar alone is worth the trip, because you will never, ever see these guys ever again. Not on one stage like this. So we had it scheduled for an hour. They wanted 2 hours. So we're giving them 2 hours the end of the day on Tuesday. So they'll be going on from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. So it's going to be a long, open-ended seminar or workshop or whatever you want to call it, but it's going to blow people's minds. So
yeah, that's a lot. That is a whole lot.
The other 20 are sponsored seminars by our exhibitors. So, for example, and I'll just give one, James from Curator is doing a masterclass so that if you're kind of learning, if you kind of know Curator and you know enough to get by, he's going to really dig deep and show you, you know, how to make the most of his software. And there's all kinds of people that are doing stuff like this, very similar. So it's another 20 of those. And those are all the sponsored seminars are complimentary. You don't have to have an education or full pass in order to attend that. You can just come for an exhibit, see the floor, and then all of the sponsored seminars are all complimentary.
And is there, let's say, there's a DJ wants to attend. There's two things happening at one time. He's sitting there going, how can they or can they watch or purchase or something? You know, seminars that they're going to miss.
We haven't totally worked that out yet. We're working it out. I've recorded all of the seminars since we started the shows. And we've been looking at the concept of having like a private community sharing system where you could pay and essentially get everything online. And we'd put in all of the back stuff as well. And so I also purchased all of Randy Bartlett's 1% Solution DVDs and all of the rights to those. So I could put those in there too. And it's something I've been working on, but it's like everything else. I mean, this show itself feels like a full-time job. And this is just my hobby. This is my passion project. So, but between balancing this and the four companies that I own or five companies that I own, my plate's pretty full.
You're a busy guy. Quite the hobby you got going there. Big show.
I love it. I have to tell you, I said it last night on Big Daddy's show. I positively love the end of the show when people are saying goodbye. And they came in tired and frustrated and, you know, burnt out a little bit. And they leave high-fiving me and hugging me. And it's not about ego. It's just I love the fact that these people feel totally recharged. They've got a new set of goals and ambitions, and they're just recharged. You know, yeah. I mean, there was a night, two ladies out of Atlanta last year. They came up to me at the end of the night, at the end of the show, and they said, you know, we didn't even want to come to the show. We are going to come. We use it as an excuse to come see Chicago. I'm like, oh, okay. And they go, we never made it to Chicago. And I said, how come? And they go, because we loved the content. We're totally recharged. We cannot wait to get back to Atlanta and kill it. And, you know, and I try to build seminars around people actually attending them. I posted in our group page. I couldn't get over the attrition for people sitting in seminars in Vegas this past year. And I don't put it on the producer and I don't put it on the presenters. I just don't know if it's just Vegas is just so overwhelming that people just want to go there and they're burnt and they just want to blow off steam in February. But I mean, I don't think there were more than 300 people in a seminar and Rob said there were 1500 DJs there. So again, I pass no judgment on anyone. I'm just going, where were 1200 DJs the whole week?
You know, we know where they were.
I'm not judging. Not there. No, yeah. If you want to go and go to shows and stay out partying and enjoy Vegas, that's why it is the city that it is. So we're not Vegas. So I said, people coming to us and you'll experience it for the first time. I'm going to tell you now, you'll tell me I'm right. It's like going to camp. You're going to go to camp for 3 days. You're going to go to DJ business camp. And when you leave, you're going to go, This was mind scrambling. At least that's my goal. I'm hoping that's what you'll do.
Now, of course, you're going to have some evening parties going on as well.
We do. I already told you our welcome party is at Pete's Tiki Tiki. The Tuesday night party is sponsored by DMP. So it's actually the DMP party. And it is going to feature a whole bunch of DJs. We're celebrating house set night, still working out kind of the lineup. But I will tell you this, Bad Boy Bill is going to be there, and this guy will blow your mind. I mean, he's really unbelievable. Is. And even guys like Qbert and Scribble, both of them were like, I cannot wait to see this guy tear it up. I mean, absolutely cannot wait to see this guy tear it up. So super excited about that. And then the exact location is still to be determined. We're waiting on one or two things, but our DJ of the Year competition is our second annual, I should say, will be on Wednesday night. But our winner from last year is coming back to defend his title. And I just got the big, we have like a WWE style belt as part of the prizes. And so, so it's pretty exciting. We get a whole bunch of sponsored prizes. Last year, the winner left with $10,000 or $5,000 worth of prizes. And so
not bad.
Yeah. So there's going to be five spots open, which we'll probably announce by Monday, that will open up the ability for you to apply and audition and send in a video or a mixtape and kind of go from there. So
and finally, before we get into the information on how to get tickets and hotel passes and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
The vendors, the sponsors of the event and the show floor, who do you got coming this year?
Let's see. Locally, 123 DJ is our DJ supply store. They'll be there. Alan Berg has a booth. ADJA, AV Max, which is another local dealer, will be there. Blizzard, Chave DJ, Curator, Disc Jockey News is going to be covering the show. DJ Bingo, DJ Trivia, DJ Event Planner, DJ Intelligence, DMP Photo, we talked about. Electric Voice is our title sponsor, and without them, we wouldn't be able to do this show. They stepped up coming out of COVID and really made Marquee happen. So they'll have a demo room downstairs as well. Who else? Gear Club Direct, Jetpack Bags, JMAZ is unofficial, but I'm sure I'll have that contract by Monday. Max Design will be back. Mixware is going to be there. MEX show is going to be there. We trade booths because we both believe that a rising tide raises all ships. So we support each other that way. NLFX Pro, Kat just told me today that they are 100% in, which is exciting. Photo Booth Association, Pioneer DJ, Pro X, Promo Only, QSC, Revo Spin, Top Light USA, Simple System's going to be there, Spot My Photo, How To for the I Do, Moby Booth's going to be there for the first time, Ultimate Ears is back again, Vibo DJs. I mean, Yorkville's there for the first time as well. And then I've probably got another, I'm going to say at least 15 to 20 people that I can't say yet because I've not gotten their contract yet. But the show floor will be big and robust. We'll have probably five demo rooms downstairs that will have sound systems there. And then we have room for, I think, 65 10 by 10 booths upstairs. So it's definitely going to be a terrific show.
And what was so impressive about that lineup there is you almost went completely alphabetical for the whole thing. Very nice.
Well, I guess. I mean, some of it I have my Excel file open, but I was still skipping around. And, you know, I'm a DJ, so I'm ADHD, just like all of us.
All right. So we got we've really tweaked the interest of the listener now. They want to go.
Go to marqueeshow.com. We have $75 off on your education pass, which gets you access to all of the seminars, show floor, all of the parties. And then that would be promo code SPRINGEDU. We'll save you $75 on that. If you use promo code SPRINGFULL, it'll save you $150 on the full pass, which gives you everything that I said before. Plus, we have hotel provided lunches. So it's almost like going to the cafeteria and eating with all of your friends. But even if you don't, there are not one but two restaurants within the hotel, and then about two blocks away is the Parkway Pank. So depending on how you want to do it, if you see more value in just doing that, or you don't want to eat a hotel meal, that's fine too. It also gives you VIP seating in the front of the room. And so there's that. So there's a bunch of perks there. So our out-of-towners definitely seem to take the full pass. My Chicago brothers and sisters wind up taking the education pass because they'll have a car they can shoot out, or they know exactly where to go locally and grab some people. So it just depends on what you want to do. And then exhibit passes, if you just want to fly into Chicago, make it a vacation, walk the show floor because you've heard all of the names, they're free until June 1st. After June 1st, they're $25. So make sure you get your butt online right now and just go. The majority of everything that I talked about is on marqueeshow.com. There's still some stuff to be announced on there as far as the agenda, but all of the seminars are announced, the people speaking are announced, and we're just plugging in some holes. And as you can imagine, juggling whatever it might be, 50 presenters and 60 seminars and 60 exhibitors is it not everybody gets back to me when they should. And that's that. So if there's a few holes, you can feel free to message me on there too, and I'll be able to answer any questions. But Chicago in the summers is a gorgeous city. So again, even if you just want to play DJ, use it as an excuse to come to Chicago. Chicago is so beautiful. And you can walk the exhibit floor for free. Look at photo booth stuff, DJ stuff, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
He's a busy guy. He's got a lot of balls in the air, juggling like crazy.
I do. My summer is really, really busy too. Like, it's our busiest time of year. So when people go, I don't have the time to go, I've got five different companies going.
I don't want to hear
so that. So, you know, if it's important to you, you'll make it happen. And if it's not, that's okay. It's all right.
That's right.
So your competitor will, and then you'll wonder, how did they get so much business? No, I'm just kidding.
Quite right with that. But yeah, it's the Marquee Entertainment and Hospitality Conference, June 24th through the 27th in Chicago, the not so windy city in the summer, right? Is it windy? Not really.
Yeah, it is, but it's enjoyable because if it's 90 degrees, you enjoy the breeze because it cools you down about 10 degrees. Now in January, when it's 10 degrees and it cools you down, you really don't like it.
So, no, you don't need that, no.
Yeah, but again, I can't speak highly enough about the city. And to put this to rest too, you're not going to get shot. So don't say anything stupid. There's two neighborhoods in Chicago that you're not going to be anywhere remotely close to. So when you post this on social media and people go, oh, you're going to get shot, you're not going to get shot. Okay, no. It's not going to happen. So we have crime just like everybody else does.
So you don't have to worry about bad Leroy Brown. You're good.
No.
Thank you for your time. Excited.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. This show is going to be fabulous. So get your tickets. Make sure you're there. It's the Marquee, June 24th through the 27th in Chicago. Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
Thanks, guys.
The DJ Idea Sharing Podcast is brought to you by NLFX Professional and Promo Only.